would have been a challenge in terms of being able to obtain status here in Canada. I know a lot of people have to wait for many years and have to go through a variety of channels before they're able to get status. Can you maybe share a little bit about what your experience has been like with that?
Sure. I'm here since 2002. And I was always paying my taxes. I have my own company, I have employees, and I never asked the government for any help. Always I support my family. My wife take care of the kids who attend the school and be the best kids like everybody. And the immigration, they take 5 years to make a decision for us. And after all this time passing, we make our lives over here. And then it's so difficult. Now how I can go back to my country? If I don't know where are my friends now. I don't know if I can find a job over there. I have a good job over here. I have a skills for construction, like what is they needed over here. And I work with the same company for 5 years.
Yeah.
I don't know who is responsible to make a decision on immigration. But to me, if any person, they can check my file and see we did the best to stay over here.
And in terms of the situation that transpired in the school, was it, or how was it the immigration officials came to the school or decided to come to the school to take your kids out of the school that day?
Oh, they went to my house and take my wife first, and they asked for the kids. And they forcing my wife to tell them where is the school for the kids, and they went to pick them up.
What has been the response of the school and the other students? What sort of support have you guys received from your peers?
Well, it's been a very positive response from them, right? The day, next day of the arrest, they were there praying the rosary. They had a vigil. And then Saturday, they also had a silent protest in front of the detention center. And today, there are some of the students here in support, and also Sister Pat, who's very supportive, right, in our case.
And at what point are things in having your case dealt with, or where are things at, or what could still happen?
Well, right now, all we're doing is waiting for a response, right, and in the few weeks that we have left, we're going to keep fighting to see if we could achieve to get a positive response from the government.
How much time have you been given?
Well, we have until July 2nd, so we have, 4 weeks less.
One big problem, we have all the people I know from all over for many countries, most of the lawyers, they take advantage of us because what happened to us, we applied to immigration, and after maybe 6-8 months, we find out the lawyer, he screwed everything up. He kept the fees for the government, and he never sent any papers to immigration. That's why all this thing happened to us.
Right. So you'd filed those papers when you first got here, and then they never got properly.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
We did have an agency dealt with before our deportation order, and then 6 months later we found out the lawyer never submitted the application.
Right.
He also took the fees from the government and what we had paid him to fill out the sheets and everything.
And does this happen very often in your understanding?
Well, yeah, we talked to someone in a community center who was helping us. And she asked us for the lawyer's name, and as soon as we mentioned it, she told us that many other people had already talked to her about the same lawyer.
And I have another thing to say, like, for example, in our case, I'm lucky I wasn't on the house at that time, but if I was in the house at that time, they cut all together, and probably next day they sending us to Costa Rica, and nobody knows what happened. And the lawyer is going to keep the money and is going to be happy because nobody knows what happened to us. We are lucky it wasn't on the house and my lawyer say hiding for a little bit and then we find out what happened. And I'm for sure this happened to many people like this.
Our lawyer right now has tried to contact the lawyer. He has called, send fax, send even mail, right? Postal mail. And we got no response from him.
This is a beautiful country. That's why we choose this country. But on the end, when I came to Canada, I tried to do all my best. I do everything right because I was thinking on the end they're going to see whatever I did. They want to just say welcome to us. But after many years, this thing didn't work. I tried my best and didn't work. I don't know. It's so difficult. I don't know if there is the system or it's only one people making a decision on immigration for particular cases. So I don't know how they work.